It's time for Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio. A look at real estate and property management in interior Alaska. Alaska Realty Today, brought to you by Next Home Arctic Sun Realty. Now for your hosts, Kirk Maynard and Jamie Napolsky.
Hi.
Hey, Kirk. What's going on?
What is happening?
Oh my gosh, I think we got to change our music again.
Again?
I don't know.
I think so.
So we just had a fantastic meeting. We have hopefully a guest coming into the radio station next week.
Mm-hmm.
I think the problem with having guests in our office is that every time we have a guest, we're like, all of us want to shop that guest and make home improvements.
I cost a lot of husbands in my office a lot of money today.
I know.
It was Alaska door, by the way.
Everybody went, oh my gosh, we're going to upgrade our garage doors or get a door or purchase. Yes, because they can do some amazing things. So hopefully we'll have them in next week to tell us all of the services they offer. I think what I absolutely love the most, and I do want to highlight, is that they are willing to come out and give an estimate, which I have met some fantastic people that are not charging to come out and give an estimate for their services. And again, I know people all over this town have been burned and are charging for their services to come out and give an estimate, but I still think it's amazing when you find someone that will come out and give an estimate for free of their services and what they're willing to do, just because I think that with the cost of electricity and gas and everything going up, I think it's still amazing that there are people out there or services or I don't know what I'm looking for, but people that will come out and actually say, this is the service that I'm willing to provide and that you have a quote. Because sometimes I think that, you know, for clients, for myself, I sometimes get a couple things that I'm thinking about doing, I'm not yet ready to pull the trigger on. And then we kind of look at, okay, these are the things we're looking at doing over the next year. And then I put it together in a folder. And, you know, those are the things we get to. So, you know, again, I'm going to give a shout out.
I agree.
I think we have different opinions on different services, but we've had the Little Dirt Works came out and did our French drains last year. Phenomenal service for us. They came back.
By the way, what did French drains cost? We could do a whole show.
I don't know what those cost exactly, because we had a retaining wall, we had the French drain put in, we had our driveway widened. And then again, the reason I do such a shout out for them is that they took the dirt, the extra dirt from what they were doing, and then basically made us a giant parking spot, because they were like, hey, we have this dirt we're removing. What do you want us to do? And we said, we don't really understand the question. And they said, well, you have this kind of back space. What if we made you this extra parking? So they basically made us a giant truck parking spot, and we have loved it. And every time they come out, they're kind of like, anything they do, they kind of offer to redistribute. And I think, you know, I'm going to say this. I think with any person you bring in for services, ask them what they're willing to do. Because, again, we brought in the tree guy, and I can't think of his name off the top of my head, but we are hoping to have him on a show. He said, listen, you have all this. I'm going to bring down these trees. If I have to cut them up and take them off your property, it costs this much. We said, well, what happens if you just drop the trees? Because we have all this wooded lot. We don't really care. We're not cleaning up the wooded lot right now. And he said, if I just drop the tree and you guys cut it up at your own convenience, it's half price. And so we
That's
were like,
so cool.
Yes. So we are going to eventually use that tree for firewood, you know, or whatever. So I think it's just asking all of the options of the people that provide services. Because, again, when we brought out the contractors to potentially build a shop for us, they said, you know, if the closer we get to your electricity, the cheaper it is, because we can already hook into the electrical line. So
nice.
I think it's asking the different questions of the people you're bringing out, what you already have on your property, or what, because we kind of had two spots to build a shop. And so we weren't sure, actually, you know, to go off on a tangent, I had seen somebody talk about, and I can't think of the right word it is, but adding to your own existing garage. So somebody, I had watched this home show.
Well, we had somebody on our show call it adding moron. It's called a moron. Moron structure. I don't think that's what you're talking about.
It isn't, but it's like, it's something that you can do where you basically are adding to the part of your house, but it's called like a ship. I don't remember, but we weren't sure if that was the right way to go, was just adding additional square footage to your already existing garage. Because I had seen that in a home show where they were like, listen, making an entire new structure is so expensive.
That's
and
true.
And so I had seen a home show where they just added square footage to their additional garage. So I just wasn't sure. And our garage is so tall that we could essentially put a much larger garage door than we already have on there. So I just wasn't sure, because we probably have 12 or 14 foot garage ceiling height, but we have maybe an 8 or 10 foot garage door. And so I just wasn't sure if adding the garage floor and adding to that garage was the right way to go to get my husband what he wanted in square footage. But adding on to the house and doing that right now was not the way to go, according to the gentleman building the shops. So I just was kind of like, okay, let's explore all options.
Because, sure.
Again, if that's what they recommended, was just adding to the front of the house and adding a bigger garage. And I think it's hard being a realtor, because I don't know if, at the end of the day, I still am looking for resale eventually in the house. I don't know if, you know.
That's good. That's smart.
So
everybody should be doing that.
Yes. Yeah, so I kind of am like, every decision we make, while I still want to enjoy the house and I want to set it up that we are still enjoying, you know, like when we bought the house.
Most people don't do that either.
Right.
They do it all at the end and they don't get to enjoy it.
Well, and we really like our deck space. We do a ton of outdoor cooking. We have a Traeger grill. We have a flat top. My husband loves cooking outside.
All
seasonally.
Time, everything.
Yes. So I was like,
breakfast, lunch,
when we bought the house, the deck was very scary. He was convinced that it would last. And I said, finally, we had been doing a lot of entertaining out there. And I said, I just have this fear.
Everybody signing waivers before they get on your back.
I just had this fear that eventually that whole back deck was going to like rip off and collapse. So I said, I know it doesn't make sense. There's other upgrades I'd rather do to the house, but I said we just entertain too much out here. So we did upgrade the deck. We did the, oh my gosh, not a wooden deck. We did the
Trex
deck.
That's what we have.
So we upgraded that. We did all that. The only thing we need to do now is I do want to do the wire railing.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
So we have everything put in for the wire railing. We just need to actually put the wires in this next year.
Nice. That'll
look
good.
So that was done.
What color's your Trex out of?
We did gray. And I don't know that, again, I don't know that I would have done gray. I would have done the wooden looking. But,
ours is gray.
I'm sorry. The reason we did gray is because it was at the very end of COVID, and that's what they had in stock. And we would have had to have waited. Yeah, we would have had to have waited an entire another year.
I was going to say at least
for them to get everything in stock. So I just was like, I think I got so impatient, and my husband and his friend, I believe actually had it. Timing wise, they were like,
yeah,
we can install. So I went, okay.
Yep, good move.
I want to say I'm laughing because Lisa just texted, but I swear I put that in reporting.
Wait, she's
twice.
Alive?
I know.
She exists?
But I did what she's asking twice, and you had it in, you had an old thing in reporting.
So we have to, anytime we do a sale, we have quote unquote files. They're electronic files. So me as broker of record can go in and audit people's work as we go along, make sure they're being compliant. It just keeps everybody on task and checklists and so on and so forth. And we also have next home to report to. And so we have to put the transaction into reporting as a, either a listing or most likely a, just a transaction, whether it be a listing transaction or the buy side transaction.
Yeah.
We put it in reporting. We report what, how much, you know, how much it is and when we expect it to close. And then, so that information has to be put in there. Usually we do it right away. I'm guilty of doing it later than I'm supposed to. And then we, and then when everything's done, we go through, make sure everything, I's are dotted, T's are crossed before closing. Then we close up and then we close it out in the, all the systems. But Jamie's been accused of not doing it.
Yeah. Well, I'm laughing because this one, well, this one was confusing because you had tried to buy this a year ago with an old client. And the only reason I know this is because it popped up Paul and I had to go in and I was like, oh, dang it. So it caused a whole bunch of issues. And then I had to reopen it and re-put it in because it kept trying to tell me that my client's name was Paul. And I had to re-enter in everything into reporting because for some reason, I think when you got this far in this house with that client, and now that I, the sale must have fallen through. And then I was like, oh, I was going to call you and go, hey, this is an interesting learning lesson. For some reason, it just kept re-pulling it. And then I entered in all my new client stuff. And I was like, oh, I wonder why it keeps pulling the
If you guys think Jamie's full of crap, just call into the phone lines right now and we'll take your phone call.
Because I was like, oh, I'm going to A-game this whole thing. And then I re-put in my clients' names and stuff, and I re-entered everything, and I saved it, and it said, great, you've updated everything. So I was like, oh, I wonder if it erases the old Paul data?
No, it shouldn't. It should save it.
Right. So I was I've
been multiple clients right now.
Yes.
Currently and from past and.
Yes. So anyway, but I should have screenshotted it, because I was like, I wonder what it's going to do. With this, and I just wanted to ask that question. So anyway, I know I put my new clients in because it sent them an email with all the data because I made sure not – I didn't want it to send concierge because we didn't need concierge. Mm-hmm. And so it said it saved everything, but I'll double check all that when I get home. Anyway, I'm doing an escape room this afternoon, so we'll see if
funny, we were just talking about that last week.
If I survive the – not we the did, clowns, but –
Lisa and I, John and Melissa, I think Howie and Andrea, the six of us did it.
Which one did you do?
But this was like 5-7 years ago when they first, I think they first came out. If it's even the same
owner
operators.
It is excellent.
We really liked it.
We used to go, when I worked at the university, we used to go with the kids all the time because we felt like it was a really good team bonding. We took our nieces and we did one, but now that our niece and nephew are here, we're going to go do the circus one, which I cannot stand. We're only doing this, A, because the timing is perfect, but B, we had just talked about how much I hate clowns, and they have an It, not here, they have an It one in Vegas. And I said, I don't think I would survive
There's a large population of the planet Earth that don't like scary clowns.
Yes, so. And then this one has... one called Something Circus, and I said, I don't know if we should do this, and then I signed us up for it, and I said, let's see if we survive this. Anyway, so we shall see, but so I do want to mention, since we're kind of all over the place today for our show, houses are still all over, and I took some of your clients while you were on a trip, and I said, listen, location, location, location. So there are things that are going to sit a little bit longer based on price. But when it is a hot location.
And when Jamie says price, it could be price point in general. Like $200,000 homes sell a lot faster than $1 million homes.
Right.
Price could also meaning priced appropriately, overpriced or underpriced.
Right. So here's a perfect example. There was a condo on the market, a one-bedroom condo. They had just done some updates. It was in the mid $100,000. I took a client and I said, this will be gone within 48 hours. It was gone within 48 hours. Mm-hmm. I took your client to go see a house with a shop. I said, and again, I am not a, there's nothing magical about this, but it's a shop. It was on the ridge. It was in a perfect location. I said, 48 hours after we did the showing, I said, this will be gone within 48 hours. I have a feeling that they're going to call on this. So no pressure. You can easily walk from this. But I said, if this is a house that's on your bucket list and it checks the things that you want,
right,
you're going to need to make a decision. And I said, I'm not trying to pressure you into making a decision, but I said, here's
the thing.
Is this
one that you show that already had multiple offers on it?
I didn't know if it had multiple offers.
Okay.
But yes, I assumed. And here's why. The windows had been updated. They did a phenomenal job on the upgrades. I had already secretly talked to the seller because I had put a feeler out prior to this house coming on the market for this client, or for another client, and said, is anybody selling houses on the Ridge? This specific person had already sent me their, hey, we are selling. Here's what our shop looks like, because I was looking for a shop for another client. I sent your client the shop pictures, everything I had from that seller. I said, I'm going to share all the information I have if this at all interests you. I sent them the video they sent me of that shop. I said, here's everything I have from the seller themselves. I had a Facebook post. I had a video of the shop that they had used because they were using it as a studio for pottery. So I said, let me give you every background I have on this house, what they had done as far as the hookups in there, the heat they had done radiant heat in the shop.
Nice.
They had set it up because they had built it, why they were leaving. And I said, when you have a seller that has done all of these extras, and I'm assuming they're sharing that information in the AS3470, but they have taken...
Those are disclosures.
Right. But when you have a seller that's willing to, or has set the house up for themselves, and they had set this house up for themselves, why they were leaving, I think there was something, they were basically going to the coast or the ocean. I'm assuming it was family. But they had built this house as their forever home. So they had checked all of the boxes. It was meticulous. It was a clean showing. The house had been meticulously cleaned. And I said, this is a 48-hour house. That's how long it will be on the market if it's on the market this fast. So it's really a one and done. And I said, you need to open everything. You need to look at everything. But that's how fast this house is going to go. And because it showed stunningly.
Yeah.
And so I just said, when you
price
have
well,
a house,
shows well.
Right. And I said, and it's priced very, very well. And I think it was in the $500,000 range. The bedrooms were very, very nice size. The en suites were done. Again, the seller had done the house for themselves. So there's just houses that you walk into as a realtor, having done this now for over 5 years, that you know that they're staged well. It has, you know, the brand. I mean, even I'm going to, here's a weird, you sent me with your buyers that were looking kind of for a flip. And while that weird flipper in North Pole that had the two apartments or the three, and then the house that's not really done and the huge shops, it's a very weird, bizarre property, but it has the potential to be flipped into something absolutely amazing if you have a vision. It's priced exceedingly well. Whoever the other realtor is on the other side has priced it very well. It has an additional lot to be purchased. It's a huge lot that it's situated on. While I don't necessarily maybe trust the electrical on it, it's got some great potential. It's priced to sell.
When we come back, let's talk more about why these are selling so fast, which ones are sitting, and let's talk about some stats. You down?
Yeah.
All right, be right back.
Alaska Realty Today with Kirk and Lisa Maynard returns right after this on 97.5 FM KFAR Radio.
Attention business owners, event coordinators, and sports leagues. 97.5 KFAR Radio has the perfect tool to help you get the word out. It's our weekly 50-50 Friday offer from Last Frontier Media Active, the radio station, and KFAR. Every Friday at 9 a.m. on our website, kfarradio.com, we feature a different half-price offer from a local business where we promote your business on 8 of the top radio stations in Fairbanks for an entire week, every hour, every day. plus 100 ads that run the following week. It's 50-50 Friday. And when we don't have a current offer, log on to KFARradio.com anyway to see what deals may still be available from previous weeks. When it comes to marketing your business, nothing works like local radio. And nothing on local radio works better than 50-50 Friday. From 97.5 FM KFAR Radio and Last Frontier Media Active, the radio station.
Hi, this is Kirk and Lisa Maynard with Next Home Arctic Sun Realty.
We've been handling residential, commercial, and property management in Fairbanks for decades.
And nobody knows the market better.
Selling season is here, and the time to sell your home is now.
Here at Next Home Arctic Sun Realty, we offer exceptional visibility through high-end photography, along with Matterport 3D tours to showcase each home.
And each office is independently owned and operated.
So call us today, 456-4653.
Or online at nexthomearcticsun.com.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m., Behind the Mission with United Way at 11:30, followed by Sensible Health Solutions with White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Alaska Tracks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. All 4 hours of local shows can be found on the KFAR website in the archives section. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. Now, we return to Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio. Brought to you by Next Home Arctic Sun Realty. Now your hosts, Kirk and Lisa Maynard.
Hey, Lisa.
Hey, Kirk.
I heard today she was live early on the show.
She is live.
You saw her?
Yeah, I did.
Real deal?
Yeah, she's doing really well. She's doing like 50,000 things in the office, so... if you were listening to the show earlier today, we're just talking about... You know, there's houses on the market that are definitely, they're not on the market long still. And especially if they're in coveted areas, the Ridge is always going to be hot. There's rural areas that are going to be extremely hot that people have been looking for 2 or 3 acres. Acreage is going to still be...
Land's been selling this year. Yes. Holy smokes.
And I think sometimes people are still thinking they might want to build. Then they might assess the situation and think, my gosh, maybe I don't want to build. Or they hold on to it.
Yep, yeah,
thinking
exactly.
Maybe I want to do this later.
Yep. All that.
And then, you know, there are just... If things are priced really well, they're moving very quickly. So the thing that I really encourage is that you don't have a lot of time to make a decision. So you need to really look, but you don't have a lot of time to shop. So if you're thinking you're going to go see 5, 6, 7 houses.
Depending on price point,
yes,
and location and, you know, sometimes number of bedrooms, but that usually equals up to price point. But
right.
Yeah.
So
because the people you're referring to that you were showing on my behalf, you know, we looked at 3 last night, Thursday. We were going to look at 4. One of them already sold.
Yep.
It's pending. But there's definitely more inventory out there. There's more to choose from. And buyers these days aren't always, since they have more to choose from, they're just kind of taking more time to choose. Jamie's warning to you all is if you all are motivated enough and fall in love with something, don't think it's just going to stick around in the market.
Right.
Can I give you some quick stats to back up what you're saying, Jamie?
Yes.
Okay. So this is from the Greater Fairbanks Board of Realtors. This is June stats. We had... ChatGPT, which isn't 100%, so I had to fact check him and correct a few items, but then I have him generate a graphic and then do our Facebook posts, all which I have to fact check and then repost it. But anyway, it's from our Alaska Realty Today Facebook page. This is from the June 2026 market snapshot. So what do you think, and this is quizzing Jamie, she won't know the answers to these necessarily, but she's going to make hopefully educated guesses. Jamie, the average days on market for all residential homes.
43.
That sold. It's 16.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. 16 for all. What do you think zero to... So there was 132 that were listed, 70 sold. We call it a pass-through rate. That's 53%. That's okay, kind of average-ish. The median sale price, or we'll say average sales price. What do you think it was?
Oh, 330.
350. 350, 500. And the average days on market, 16. 0 to 1 bedrooms. We had 30 listed, 9 sold. So low pass-through rate, 30%, but, you know, zero bedrooms are harder to sell because they don't usually, you don't lend. The median sales price is 140. Average days on market, do you think?
For a one bedroom?
Zero to one bedroom. Zero and one bedrooms.
Oh, okay. I'm going to say 35.
5 days on market.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep. Okay. So the nine that sold, they're only in the market for 5 days. Two bedrooms. There is 23 listed, 19 sold. So that pass-through rate is 82%. So by far the highest in demand. You brought this up a week or two on the radio show. We talked about two to three bedrooms. And you're correct that the two bedrooms are desirable. Average days on market?
10.
Yes, nine. And the average sales price?
250.
280. Three bedrooms, there is 41 listed, 25 sold. Of those 25, the pass-through rate, so that pass-through rate is about 61%. What do you think the median sales price was?
340.
425.
Oh, my gosh.
And average days on market?
Nine.
10. Right there, Jamie. Four bedrooms, there's 27 listed. There was 11 sold, so a 40% pass-through rate. There's just less demand for four bedrooms. In general, again, this is only one. We're looking at 1 month. Average days on market?
12.
Eight.
Okay.
And then here's kind of a weird, kind of not an anomaly, because this has been my experience over the last however many years. 11, there's five plus bedrooms. Just think of it as how many people are actually needing a five plus bedroom. Yeah. Not many. But 11 were listed, six sold. Pass-through rate, 54%. That's pretty normal. Median sale price was 360. So there might be a lot of older stuff that got listed. Yep. Average days on market for the five plus bedrooms?
11.
38.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So
huge
if you've got bigger, older homes, a lot of people are wanting turnkey.
Yep.
And so those are going to sit around longer.
So you'd be better off to knock out a bedroom or a wall and make a bigger bedroom or an ensuite.
Yes. The overall roll-up is 183 were listed, 80 were sold. By the way, if you take that 80 into 183, that tells you what your absorption rate is. So that would be 2.25 months. National Association of Realtors calls 4 months worth of inventory, a balanced market. So we're still in a seller's market. That's the way it is in a lot of the country. The sell-through rate for all the houses is 45%, so fairly in the normal spectrum. List price to sell price, 97.87. I swear to God, it's the same number for the last 23 years. It has been. Buyer's market, seller's market. Yeah. It's list price, sales price. Every time I pull this up, I've pulled it up a bazillion times in a bazillion different markets, and it's always 98% list price to sales price. Average days on market, 35. I don't think that is correct. Oh my gosh, land. There was 32 listed, 7 sold. Sold in pass rate of 22%. You want to guess the median sale price on land?
21,000.
It was high. It was almost 80,000.
Wow.
Again, this is June. If we look at a whole year, it'll be different. And average days on market for the ones that sold?
32.
For 35. Commercial multifamily, I'm not going to bring up, so. What else can I tell you, Jamie? Oh, price per square foot. So what do you want to guess that is?
For houses?
Yes. In June.
282.
257. And then do you want to... okay. The average sale price that sold was 341. The average list price that's unsold is 336. A lot of information, a lot of numbers. But if you are pricing appropriately and it shows good, it's probably going to sell in a normal amount of time. So I think Jamie had a lot of good words for you guys, and button up your house, get it ready to go,
right.
Ask a normal price for it, and it should sell, and you shouldn't have to wait around a crazy amount of time.
Yeah. I think the couple things we've seen going into some of these houses are get your house cleaned. If you don't know, hire somebody and have it professionally cleaned. It is worth the money. I think it just goes a long way in the showings. Have some good pictures taken. I think people are really looking through those pictures on Realtor, on Zillow, on Trulia, whatever site they're going to see. They're really, really looking through them, because a lot of them are, that's what they're taking the time to actually see if they want to go see it and spend their time. I think it's really important as a realtor to list some of the issues that you're seeing. So do your due diligence. There's nothing more frustrating than taking a client to a house and then running into a bunch of issues and not understanding why it's priced the way it's priced. But it's eyes wide open to go in and see that there's issues and then already having price quotes for the things to get fixed. That's just going to make such a difference because the client's going to be like, oh, that's not a big deal. Like I just, the house we just went and saw that we just put an offer in, the seller had all these things listed on the table, things they were already working on, things they were already going to have fixed. So when we saw that the siding was messed up, they already had a note on the table because even though I read it out loud, then the buyer was like, what's wrong with the siding? And I go, oh, that was the note on the table. It said there was water damage. They're having that repaired.
Amen.
That will be fixed in 3 weeks. They already have a contractor working on it. That's why the visqueen is on there, blah, blah, blah. And they were like, oh, that's what you were saying, Das. And I said, yes. And they said in the offer, can we just make sure that's going to be fixed even though we're buying it as is? And I said, yes. Even though we're saying that and even though they're saying they're going to fix it, we're going to make sure that they understand we do want that repaired.
Yeah.
And even though we're doing it on the honor system, we're going to say, yes, that is the one thing we do want completed. That's fantastic. And then you can bring in somebody later to make sure that this doesn't happen again in the future.
We got to go. But next week, if Lasca Door doesn't come on, remind me, I got a bunch of we can do a whole show about lessons learned.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you so much for joining us. Have a great Saturday. Stay tuned for Behind the Mission. And I think that's it, right?
Happy Saturday. See ya.
You have been listening to Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio and streaming live at KFARradio.com. To hear this program or past episodes, simply log on to KFAR.com and click the Archives tab to find Alaska Realty Today with Kirk and Lisa Maynard from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty, right here in Fairbanks. This has been a presentation of KFAR Radio, produced by Glenn Anderson, a Last Frontier Media Active production.